You're listening to the Play, Teach, Talk podcast. I'm Tiffany Thompson, a speech pathologist with over 20 years of expertise in working with children under 3 years of age and their families to help them understand language and communicate more effectively. My specialty is in working with emerging communicators with few or no true words to reduce their frustration, help them interact and play with their peers and family, and learn to truly enjoy the back and forth of functional communication throughout their daily routines. This podcast is not intended to diagnose speech-language disorders, but is more of a general set of suggestions for children who are experiencing delays in their language skills. For recommendations or therapy specific to your child's needs, consultation or evaluation with a licensed speech-language pathologist in your city is highly suggested. This is Season 4, Episode 30 of the Play, Teach, Talk podcast. Teaching in the challenge zone. I don't think I've actually fleshed this one out on any of the episodes, so I wanted to make sure I did one specifically related to this topic. Now, I know all of these recent episodes have been a lot shorter than my normally pretty short episodes, but hopefully, you know, I know you're a parent that's probably on the go and you've got so many other things going on that hopefully this is just enough information to give you something to think about, but not too much to burden you or hold you down. So one of the things that we learn in our speech pathology classes is this term called the zone of proximal development. And the idea of that is, how do we teach kids things? So let's say I've got a kid who's using sign language and maybe some sounds and imitation. Well, I'm not going to ask this child to try to start using 2 to 3 word phrases, right? Because there are several steps between them being able to imitate sounds or say sounds on their own and being able to use a 2 or 3 word phrase when I ask. And that's the same as a child who's crawling. You don't expect a child who's learning how to crawl to get up and start taking steps. So the idea of the zone of proximal development is that we're teaching a child just outside of where their mastery is at that point, adding one little step. And that's the same as the language expansion extension, that episode that I've done where we're talking about taking what a child's doing and adding one word. You know, if they're using 2 words, you add a 3rd word. If they're using 1 word, you add a 2 word phrase to try to help challenge them right there in that edge where if we support them, they're going to be able to learn a little bit more. So thinking about that in any skill that your child is learning, if your child understands body parts and can point to them, then the next challenge for that might be for you to see if they will say the name of the body part. That's just a little bit of challenge. We know they comprehend it. They're just not using it verbally yet. And, you know, saying too, if your child's not speaking very clearly, that just challenge zone would be like maybe just saying ah for eye or e for ears rather than being able to say the word clearly at this point because they're just practicing. So that's something to think about when you're trying to teach your child. If your child is just scribbling with a crayon right now, maybe the first challenge would be to make a vertical or a horizontal line. If your child is showing you that they know a picture of a common object that they know really well, like a ball or a cup, then you might try something that you think they've maybe seen a few times, a real life object. See if they can point to a picture of a dog or something like that. That's just challenging them enough so that if you help them, they can be successful. And that's really where learning happens and can be enjoyable for kids. Meeting them at a level where they're being frustrated or it's just too far of a stretch for them to learn this new concept is where you start to see frustration. And I think that can be really, that can be kind of one of those weird moments when you get a toy or something that has something really complex on it, like counting to 10, and your child's at this point not interested in counting and hasn't really shown any interest in it. It may be a child's toy and may be labeled for kids under 3, but it might not be the right skill to be focusing on at that moment. I've put it in the first episode notes, I believe, but I'll put it here too. Looking at what expectations are for children's developmental milestones can really help you to know what's a good challenge and what's a good next step for your child to learn at their age and at their skill level. I'll put that link to the developmental milestones from American Speech and Hearing Association so that you can look at those. Also, don't be discouraged if you look at that developmental milestone chart and your child isn't at what's expected for their age level, because when you're taking this challenge zone idea, the zone of proximal development, when you're taking that idea, what you can do is just figure out where your child is on that milestone chart, and you can target the next goal for the next age level, or for if they're not doing something at that, you know, 3 to 6 month level, you can try something at a 3 to 6 month level and then maybe move up to 6 to 9 month level skills. So just something to think about. Hopefully this will help you. This is the last episode of season 4. I'm going to be taking a hiatus and I will be back with you after Labor Day. Please, again, if you'd like, you can send me a message and let me know about topics you'd like to hear about child development. Mostly I'm focusing on toddlers, but I'd be happy to expand a little bit and do more things. I do cover feeding therapy in my practice as well as speech therapy, and I'd be happy to talk about a specific idea in a general way, but I am not doing things to diagnose. You know, I don't diagnose feeding issues with kids that I can't lay my eyes on. Same with kids who have speech disorders. That's not something that I can diagnose over an email or anything like that, but I'm happy to talk about any general concept or term or how to acquire a certain type of skill that you would like to. I'm always looking for new suggestions, and I want to make sure that my topics are relevant to you and can give you the information you need. So have a wonderful August, and I'll be back after Labor Day.